And then there must be the third thing that we have here, and that was a return to the Word of God. And will you notice, verse 8, Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. They lost the Bible, and they lost it in the church. And now they found the Word of God. And that's the only thing that you've got as a weapon, friends. It's the Word of God that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. There's no shortcut today, easy route. There's no new method to revival. And we have a flood tide of books on Christian experience. And I've looked over quite a few of these books. May I say to you, these books are as dead as a doornail. What is the problem? They are presenting a method instead of presenting the Word of God. Nobody seems to be saying, let's come back to the Word of God. Oh, somebody said, but we need to read so-and-so's book. No, we don't. We need to come back to the Word of God and forget what so-and-so's book says. In fact, the matter is you can forget what Vernon McGee's book says. You don't need that. We need to get back to the Word of God today. It's not the book of the month. It's the book of the ages that we need today. And that's the thing that is important. I was with a very fine young preacher, and he was questioning me, and I began to question him. He wanted to know my method of study and that sort of thing. And I found out that he knew all the latest books. In fact, he rather embarrassed me. He said to me, have you seen so-and-so? And I said, no. You seen so-and-so? And I said, no. You seen so-and-so? And I said, no, I haven't seen it. And he said, have you quit reading books? I said, yes, I'm retired now. I said, I very frankly pretty much read up, and the modern books that are coming out don't seem to interest me at all. They're all presenting a method. And he said, well, what are you reading? Well, I said, I'm reading the Bible. And I then asked him the pointed question. I said, how much time do you spend in a week in the Word of God? My friend, you'd be amazed if you heard he spent less than an hour in the Word of God. And he'd already told me about the problems he was having and what I suggested. Very easy now to give him a remedy. He needed to get to the Word of God. Verse 9, and Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again and said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house. They've delivered into the hand of them that do the work and have the oversight of the house of God. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Why, they lost the Word of God in that day. You know, that's a terrible place to lose the Bible, is in church. But that's where it's been lost today. How many churches in this land really rest upon the Word of God and preach it? Now, I thank God for the many letters that I get. And all over this land, there are still many faithful pastors. We're trying to hold up their hands and help as best we possibly can. But my friend, how many today have departed? They've lost the Bible in the church. And you remember, the parents of Jesus lost him at the temple. Believe me, Jesus is lost in church today, and the Bible is lost in church. Both of them have been lost today. And here, they find the Word of God. Where do they find it? Out on the dump heap? No. They find it in the temple. They lost it. And friends, the Bible has to be the beginning of revival. Now, I think it's wonderful that there's so many groups praying for revival. I wish they'd spend a little more time in the Word of God, because it's a return to the Word of God that brings revival. Oh, how tremendous this is. Verse 11, it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, he rent his clothes. It wasn't one of these nice little groups I hear about, oh, we're going to have an evangelistic campaign. We're going to have a banquet and call in all the preachers, and we're going to talk sweet talk, and we're going to talk optimistically, and we're going to get everybody together. Oh, you are? My friend, what we need to do is to get together and hear the Word of God. And if we'll really hear the Word of God today, there'll be some rending of our clothes. We'll go down on our faces before Him. I heard of a man, he's a wonderful Christian, He got up before a group of church officers, and he told them, he says, what this church needs is for this group of officers to get out on their faces before God and repent. You know what they did? They got rid of him. They didn't want him around. I want to tell you today, many so-called Bible churches, many so-called fundamental churches, many so-called evangelistic meetings today are as far from the Bible as anything possibly can be. Oh, I tell you, if we really came to the Word of God, it would bring conviction. And you would hear weeping, and there'd be rending of clothes today. That's when you have revival. We're not seeing it in America today. Pray for our land, friends. We need prayer today. We don't need all these meetings that are taking place, and we always turn in a healthy report of the thousands. Oh, my friend. We need to get to the Word of God, and when we do, it'll have its effect.